The longtime president of Zimbabwe, 93-year-old Robert Mugabe, faces impeachment proceedings tomorrow. In a televised speech today, Mugabe acknowledged the criticism of his 37 years in power. But he stopped short of stepping down, as many expected he would. Journalist Tatira Zwinoira is just outside Zimbabwe's capital of Harare, joins me now via Skype with more. Tatira, you were watching, I'm sure, the televised newscast, expecting a significant transition of power, but he didn't step down.
Yes. He shocked everybody in the nation. It was largely expected that since he was ousted as the ZANU-PF president and first secretary just this afternoon, and given a 24-hour ultimatum that he resigns as president, they thought that for all intents and purposes, he might want to take the less disgraceful way out of, you know, power and use this state address to resign, of which he didn't. In fact, he went a step further in his speech to say that he's going to be presiding over the ZANU-PF Congress, which is going to be done next month, of which it left many baffled because he was just expelled as the president. So how, in what capacity is he going to be presiding over the ZANU-PF Congress?
Given the marches that we saw on the streets yesterday, what kind of support does Robert Mugabe have left?
Well, I was talking to some sources of mine after this whole speech. It's very clear that there's some people who are still helping him. This is unconfirmed, but from what I'm getting from my sources is that he actually read the wrong speech. So there was a part where you are supposed to resign today. And the reason why he didn't do that is because he wanted to put the generals on the spot, the army generals on the spot, because they've been saying this is not a coup. So the difference is, if they force a coup, if it comes out as a proper military coup, these army generals lose legitimacy for their actions. Right now, they're using the constitution. They're using the march which happened yesterday, which was attended by, you know, even into the, you know, over 100,000 people in town. They're using all of that to justify their actions.
So is Mugabe then trying to force this into a military coup?
Most definitely he is. For all intents and purposes, he's trying to force it. And now the next question now becomes, how best will the military use their plan B? Because impeachment was always plan B. In fact, you could actually argue that was always the original plan. But they just thought that they had humiliated him so much with ZANU-PF, you know, booting him out of the party just this afternoon, that he was just going to take the graceful way out. But he's still remaining adamant. And this is just how he's always been. He doesn't bow to anyone.